speaking with Laura Flanders of Grit TV and author. Laura, you're in the neighborhood.
Yeah, I'm here. It's December 17th. I guess that makes it a, what, three-month anniversary of Occupy Wall Street. And a lot of occupiers who've come from Zuccotti Park have had their eyes set on this strange place called Duarte Park, which is on Canal and 6th Avenue, hoping to occupy a piece of public space that would substitute for Zuccotti Park as a place where people could meet and talk and plan their future.
As someone who has observed this movement since the start, how important is the occupation of public space versus the larger and more important message of inequality and political corruption?
I think that the Occupy Wall Street movement has embraced diverse tactics, but at the root has been a public occupation of public space and the gathering of people to have the conversations we need to have in this society about priorities, about possibility, about democracy, about human relations, have those conversations where everyone can take part. So the occupation of public space, I think, is critical. And even just here today, it's been a month since Zuccotti Park's evicted, a little bit more. And I've had the kind of conversations in this strange little space that I haven't been part of for weeks. There are inside spaces where meetings are happening, but to have a place where anybody can come and find themselves in a conversation, one of the ones I was just in was about electoral politics versus community activism, strikes versus petition drives, you know, that kind of conversation where everybody can be a part is a huge piece that's missing in our society, where we have relegated our conversation, our public discourse, to well-paid pundits in studios in some of the most elite parts of our society and of our country. So I think the occupation of public space is critical, and I'm hoping that they get some public space back. We need it.
What about reaching out to the wider public? Because certainly public opinion is fickle and the mainstream corporate media isn't doing this movement a lot of favors, although their coverage has been pretty, they've certainly done a lot to cover it. But I'm wondering, you know, in terms of reaching out to a wider public and getting them on board the message of the 99% versus the 1%.
I think we've seen an extraordinary switch happen in the last 3 months around these issues of 99 versus 1% and greed is good. You know, for 30 years, being part of the 1% has been the aspiration of the young. I think with the Occupy Wall Street movement, suddenly an alternative is being presented. And again, going back to that question of public space, if the public space that's occupied here can reflect the joy and fun and happiness of alternative possibilities, then I think we do win over the public. And the public, frankly, have been very won over to Occupy Wall Street. You've got majority support for a movement that, let's face it, has no real representation in the media. But people see there something that they relate to. People who are putting aside desperation and instead connecting with community, who are saying, well, there are some other ways we can run our society. And in fact, let's build a society here that excludes no one. And that comes with all the problems that comes with, but our solution is going to be working with each other, not ejecting people. That's what Occupy Public Space has been about. It's been about creating community and society. And the slogan, Another World is Possible, becomes a reality, that another world is actually happening right here on this block. And sure, it's not perfect, but it is sort of opening a window that I think people have appreciated of, you're right, there's got to be something better we can do than marginalize the majority and prioritize the minority and watch our planet go off a cliff for corporate profits that are making things people don't need, that don't sustain them in their lives, that don't last, and that destroy our way of life along the way. People know there's something up, there's something wrong, and this is a movement that has thrived off saying simply that. There is an alternative. And I'm hoping that, as I said, we can create some public space again, that our media can connect the public spaces that are being occupied, and that we can begin to have that public public space in our minds, each one of us, to think about how we can be part of building that world we'd actually like to live in, which I think is what all this is about.
Well said. I've heard it. You know, I've heard the concern expressed that the movement's at a critical juncture now with, dozens of major cities having their encampments evicted and homeless, basically, that the movement is homeless in so many places around the country. And then, of course, this action today underscoring the idea that public space is important to this movement. Where do you think things are headed? I mean, if public space is not reclaimed here, what happens? I mean, certainly I get the feeling this movement's going to go on regardless, but it could be a rough winter.
Yeah, no, it's going to be a rough winter, but one of the things that Occupy Wall Street did was reveal what a rough winter this is going to be for hundreds of thousands of people in this country regardless. And I think that the Occupy movement in articulating this vision of a 99% is saying, you know what, there's something that connects you, a middle-class, struggling, working person who isn't making enough really to support their family, with kids they can't afford to send to school, with health insurance they can't afford to buy. There's something that connects you to the homeless family that are maybe one rent check away from where you could be. And for them, it's going to be a hard winter. For all of us, these are hard times. And we've all been pretending, courtesy of our corporate media, all about money media, that everything's just fine on the Titanic as we're going down. Occupy is saying everything is not fine. And we need to come up with some alternatives. And we're better than this. And we can do that, creative thinking. And I think that, yeah, it's going to be a hard winter, but I don't think it's about the elements. I think it's about people's ability to keep alive that sense of dissidence, that sense of dissent. Because the bigger pressure that's coming our way is the pressure to think that we can find the solutions once again in an election system, in an election this November. I think that's going to be the challenge for this movement, is can this movement keep alive a pressure on progressive forces in this country to think bigger than the next election, to think bigger than just a change in personnel in the White House. We saw with the last election, if we hadn't seen it before, that this country is really controlled by the profit makers, and our election system has been essentially bought up by those with the biggest dollars. And with all the blood, sweat, and tears that people put into trying to assert their demands for a new agenda in 2008, they are seeing what they're up against. I won't say that nothing's been accomplished, but they're seeing what they're up against. And we have to make some more fundamental changes, whether it's public financing of elections or a different kind of democracy. This movement's about experimenting with all of that.
Yeah. And as you said, this country is confronting really big systemic structural problems that this movement can't begin to address yet, but that's the hope, that it will move to a place where it can better address it. But it seems that, you know, for all of its power and the name getting out there, Occupy is all over the place. I've heard car ads using it, and I mean, it's being commodified in some ways, which is kind of hilarious. But it seems that there's a really long road ahead for this movement to have an impact. I mean, yeah, you can be on the cover of Time magazine, but that doesn't count in any way, really, yet, towards changing U.S. politics and U.S. economics.
I mean, this has been an expression of dissatisfaction, an expression of everything is not okay. Now is the hard work of what would be okay, what would be better, what can we imagine, what can we make, and then how do we get there? So, yeah, it's a long struggle, but, hey, in 3 months, doing pretty well.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Great
Thanks.
To see you.
Thanks.